Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 6. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht's ausgezeichnet, danke. Und dir?
Ja, aber ein bisschen müde.
Ach.
I've had a very, very busy day today so far. I've already answered hundreds of emails. Mm-hmm. I have spoken to lots of people. And I've also just recorded an episode of Chinese, of Coffee Break Chinese with Crystal.
Ach so, wow. Du hast viele E-Mails beantwortet. Du hast mit vielen Leuten gesprochen. Und du hast schon Coffee Break Chinesisch aufgenommen.
I have indeed, but those sound as if they're using past tenses that we've not yet done here in Coffee Break German.
Exactly, but we're gonna do this today.
Was für eine Überraschung.
Yes.
What a surprise. Okay, so this, of course, is Coffee Break German. If this happens to be the first episode that you've ever listened to, then you should realize that we've got a course for you that will take you from the very beginning of German up to this fairly intermediate to advanced level, we would say. Of course, you can find out all you need to know about Coffee Break German at coffeebreakgerman.com. But I think we should get straight into today's lesson. Also, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit.
Los geht's.
So, last time we spoke about daily activities. For example, you told me when you got up in the morning and from when to when you work, etc., etc.
Absolutely.
I would like to revisit this topic at the beginning of this session.
Okay.
And I have a few questions for you.
Bitte schön.
So, Marc, wann stehst du auf?
Also, ich stehe auf. Oh, no, hang on. Ich stehe um 6:30 auf.
Oh, das ist sehr früh.
Ja.
Okay, und wann frühstückst du?
Could I say, normalerweise?
Ja.
Frühstücke ich?
Ja.
Um 8:00.
Okay, super. Und von wann bis wann arbeitest du?
Also, ich arbeite von 8:30 bis 6:30 oder bis 6:00.
Okay, das ist super. Toll, danke, Marc.
Bitte sehr.
You've done really well, Marc. Now we want to look at activities that are happening in the past so that you can say what you did yesterday or last week.
Okay, so if we're talking about the past, we are going to be using some kind of past tense, I would imagine.
Yes, indeed, a past tense.
Okay, I'm listening.
So we're concentrating on the past tense perfect today. We have three past tenses in German,
mm-hmm.
but today we're just concentrating on one. I think that's enough.
Okay, so the perfect tense, you said?
Yes, so the perfect tense is a past tense, and I'm going to maybe make an example.
Mm-hmm.
Ich habe die Hausaufgaben gemacht.
Okay, so there you're saying ich habe, which is I have.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we've spoken about die Hausaufgaben, which are mm-hmm. homework.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing you're saying I have the homework done. I've done the homework.
Yes, that's one way of translating this sentence. But we could also translate it as I did the homework because it was something that took place in the past.
Okay, so it can be a kind of simple past tense. I did my homework. Ich habe, would it be there, meine Hausaufgaben gemacht?
Could be, meine Hausaufgaben. Important to know is that we are talking in the past.
Okay, so can we look at how this is formed? Because I understand the ich habe part, but this gemacht, it sounds like machen, which I know means mm-hmm. to do. But where do we get gemacht from?
Mm-hmm. So well spotted, Mark. We're using an auxiliary verb, haben.
Okay.
And then we use what we call the Partizip 2. You might know this as past participle.
Okay. So you're calling it the Partizip 2?
Yes.
Okay.
The Partizip 2.
Okay.
Yeah?
My mind is wondering what the Partizip 1 is.
Not now, Mark.
Okay.
Another time. Another time. So, a lot of verbs are conjugated regularly in the Partizip 2, and we use the root of the verb. If we look at machen, yeah, we have mach, and then that is the root of machen.
So we take off the en from the infinitive, and we're left with mach.
Mm-hmm. And then we add in front of mach, we add ge, and at the end of mach, we add a t.
So machen becomes gemacht.
Exactly.
Can you give us another example?
Yes, let's look at spielen.
Okay.
So what is the root of spielen?
That would be spiel.
Exactly. So at the beginning we have ge.
Ge. And then put the t in the end. So would it be gespielt?
Excellent. Well done.
Habe gespielt. I have played. Or I played as well?
Yes.
Both. Okay.
Exactly.
So this tense then is used for potentially talking about things that we have done, but also for things that we did.
Exactly.
And is there a time frame when we would be talking about these things? Can it be this morning? Can it be yesterday?
It can be 100 years ago.
Ah, okay. So it's always the same, even if it were 100 years ago.
Yes.
I'm thinking from the point of view of having learned other languages, looking at French and Spanish, in particular Spanish, because with Spanish, the perfect tense in Spanish is only used for very close times, but that's not the case.
No, for us, it's a past tense. Mm-hmm. And I could speak about something that happened 1,000 years ago and I could still use the perfect, or I could talk about something that happened 30 seconds ago.
And it would still be the perfect.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's in a sense, it's one tense for the price of lots.
Exactly. It's where German is simple for once.
Yeah, good. Okay. So, ge before the stem. And then a T after the stem. So we've got gemacht, and the other example was gespielt.
Yeah. Or we could say gewohnt. Yeah.
Lived.
Yeah. Okay. Ich habe in Paris gewohnt.
No, you said ich habe in Paris gewohnt. So we've got in Paris coming between the habe and the gewohnt.
Yes. Does this remind you this structure of something we just did recently?
Well, just thinking back to your first example, you said, I think ich habe die Hausaufgaben gemacht. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying there is that the verb klammer going round what it is you did.
Yes, it's our verb klammer again. And in Paris is an adverb of place. So ich habe in Paris gewohnt.
And as you said, ich habe die Hausaufgaben gemacht. Could I say, if I had done my homework in Paris, could I say, ich habe die Hausaufgaben in Paris gemacht?
Excellent. Well done.
So it's again this thing. Everything happens in the verb klammer, and we've got you called it the auxiliary verb, the helping verb, the one that is haben in this case, that comes before. And then at the very end, we've got our
Partizip 2,
so the past participle in that sense. That all seems to make sense so far.
Yes, I think so far you've understood very well, but I'm going to put you to the test now.
Okay.
And I have some questions for you about yesterday and your day yesterday.
Just before we do that, can I just double check the word for yesterday?
Gestern.
Gestern. And would that, because it's an adverb, come within the verb klammer?
Exactly.
Okay. Ask me the questions then.
So, Mark, sag mir, wann hast du gestern gefrühstückt?
Also, ich habe gestern 7:30 gefrühstückt.
Super, ja.
Gefrühstückt. Can you repeat that for me?
Ich habe gestern 7:30 gefrühstückt.
Ich habe gestern 7:30 gefrühstückt.
Sehr gut, super.
Okay.
Und wann hast du geduscht?
Ich habe gestern 7 Uhr geduscht.
Super, sehr gut. Und von wann bis wann hast du gearbeitet?
Also, ich habe gestern viel gearbeitet.
Mhm.
gearbeitet. Or, yes. Oh, no. Yeah, that sounds funny. Gearbeitet. No, what happens here?
No, you're quite right. It's gearbeitet. And it doesn't sound funny for me, but obviously it's not what we discussed earlier.
Yep.
But what we have here, our root, what is our root of arbeiten?
That would be Arbeit.
Yes. And if we applied our rule, it would be gearbeitet. And that doesn't sound so good for me.
Okay.
So when our root ends in a T or a D.
Okay.
So an example there would be baden, to bathe.
Okay.
Then we need an extra vowel.
Yep.
So we would have gearbeitet. Und gebadet.
Gebadet, gearbeitet. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it sounded natural almost when I said that there, gearbeitet, because all the other ones kind of sound like that too.
Yes.
Okay, so.
So I'll ask the question again.
Okay.
Von wann bis wann hast du gestern gearbeitet?
Okay, so I started by saying that yesterday I worked lots. Ich habe gestern viel gearbeitet. Ich habe gestern von 8 bis 9 gearbeitet.
Oh, das ist lange.
Ja.
Das sind 13 Stunden.
Ja, ich habe, I don't know if I can say this. I had lunch. I stopped for lunch and I stopped for dinner, but I worked the rest of the time. How would I say that?
Ich habe zu Mittag gegessen.
Ja.
Und ich habe zu Abend gegessen.
Okay, so there, gegessen, you're saying, that's a different form.
Yes, let's look at this a bit later today.
Okay, no problem. Do you have any more questions in the meantime?
Wann hast du Abendessen gekocht?
Okay, I wonder if I can do this. Gestern, I'll start with, ich habe nicht gestern gekocht.
Ich habe gestern nicht gekocht.
Okay, ich habe gestern nicht gekocht. Meine Frau hat gestern um 8 Uhr gekocht.
Sehr gut, super.
Okay.
Gut, das hast du toll gemacht. You did really well here.
Could we just run through the negative one again? I said that my wife didn't cook.
Or you
didn't
cook.
Yesterday. So, how's that again?
Ich habe gestern nicht gekocht. It's a word order thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we know we use time
before
anything else. So, gestern is our first adverb and nicht is our second adverb.
So, nicht basically is an adverb
in
itself.
Yes.
Okay. Ich habe gestern nicht gekocht.
Genau. Sehr gut.
Ich habe gestern nicht gearbeitet.
Genau.
I didn't work yesterday. Mm-hmm. Okay, so far so good. Things seem to be making sense. There are certainly some tricky things in here, and we've got to come back to the one about eating, but we'll do that a little later. We're going to take a short break now, but we'll be back very soon with more German perfect tenses.
Genau.
Here at Coffee Break German, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Brauchst du mehr Übung? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your German to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Oder auf Deutsch, Übung macht den Meister. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman. Wir sehen uns hoffentlich bald.
Okay, welcome back. Today we are talking about the perfect tense, and I'm learning how to talk about what I did yesterday. But, Andrea, ich habe eine Frage für dich. Mm-hmm. I've got a question for you. Was hast du gestern gemacht?
Ah, mein Tag war viel entspannter. My day was a bit more relaxed than yours.
What's the word for relaxed?
Entspannt.
Entspannt. I like that word. Entspannt. Okay.
So, ich habe lange geschlafen.
Okay.
Bis 9 Uhr.
Oh.
Ja. Und dann habe ich gefrühstückt, Toast mit Marmelade.
Mhm.
Und ich habe um 11 Uhr das Haus verlassen. Ich habe um 13 Uhr meine Mutter angerufen und lange mit ihr gesprochen. Und danach habe ich mit Freunden Kaffee getrunken.
Okay. I think what I'd like to do is to hear the story of your day again, but perhaps all in one passage so that we can get a little bit of listening practice in. There are definitely some verbs in here that I think you've used that are, they're similar to things that we know already, but I wouldn't necessarily be able to create that myself. So if we can hear again what you've said.
Mein Tag war viel entspannter. Ich habe lange geschlafen, bis 9 Uhr. Und dann habe ich gefrühstückt, Toast mit Marmelade. Und ich habe um 11 Uhr das Haus verlassen. Ich habe um 13 Uhr meine Mutter angerufen und lange mit ihr gesprochen. Und danach habe ich mit Freunden Kaffee getrunken.
Vielen Dank. Can we go through this again, but just separating it out each sentence by sentence?
Ja, klar.
Can you begin then with you said something about sleeping.
Genau. Ich habe lange geschlafen.
Okay, so you slept long?
Mhm, genau.
Now, that's geschlafen. Why is it not geschlaft?
Because it's not one of the regular verbs in the Partizip 2.
Is there a way of knowing which is which?
I suggest you just learn them.
Learn them, okay.
And if you say geschlaft, everyone still understands. But I think the more you learn about the language, the more you get used to these irregular verbs.
Okay, and of course, seeing it and hearing it will really help.
Exactly.
So, ich habe lange geschlafen, you said?
Genau.
So, I slept long, I slept late.
Mm-hmm. Bis 9 Uhr.
Okay, until 9 o'clock.
Und dann habe ich gefrühstückt.
Now, there you've said, dann habe ich gefrühstückt. I'm guessing that means then I had breakfast.
Yes, exactly. And we started the sentence with dann,
mm-hmm.
which means there is no space for the ich anymore before the verb, so we switch these two.
Okay, so we could say I had breakfast, ich habe gefrühstückt.
Yes.
Now that's the same as, well, is that regular or not regular?
Yeah, gefrühstückt is perfectly regular.
Okay, mm-hmm. So gefrühstückt, because it's frühstücken.
Mm-hmm.
Gefrühstückt, so ich habe gefrühstückt,
genau.
I had breakfast, but because we started with dann, it swaps round. Dann habe ich gefrühstückt.
Yes.
Then I had breakfast. And you told us what you had for breakfast.
Ja, Toast mit Marmelade.
Okay, so Toast and Jam.
Yes.
Then what happened?
Und ich habe um 11 Uhr das Haus verlassen.
Right, so your verb is away at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got ich habe, and then you give us a time.
Mm-hmm.
Um 11 Uhr.
Das Haus verlassen.
So at 11 o'clock, something about the house left?
Yeah, sehr gut. I left the house at 11 o'clock.
So what's the verb to leave?
Verlassen.
Verlassen.
Yes. And it doesn't change in the Partizip 2, so it's another irregular verb.
Okay. So the actual verb is verlassen. It
yes.
means to leave.
Yes.
And the participle, this past participle, is verlassen as well.
Yes.
Ich habe das Haus verlassen.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay, so I left the house at 11 o'clock. And what happened next?
Ich habe um 13 Uhr meine Mutter angerufen.
So something happened at 1300 hours, mm-hmm. at 1 o'clock, about your mother, meine Mutter.
Ja, ich habe sie angerufen. Wir haben telefoniert.
Yeah, I'm just trying to work out what's going on here, because anrufen is the verb to call someone, yeah?
Yes.
But there's a g in there as well.
Yes, because it's separable.
Ah, okay. So angerufen, the
yes.
normal verb is anrufen.
Yes.
Or ich rufe meine Mutter an.
Mm-hmm.
I call my mother. But here, ich habe meine Mutter angerufen.
Yes, because it's separable and irregular.
Okay. So the g goes in between the part that comes off at the front.
Yes.
And then the rest of the verb follows.
Yes. Rufen. So if anrufen were a regular verb, it would be angeruft.
Okay.
But it is not a regular verb, so it's angerufen. But I can give you an example of a regular separable verb.
Okay.
Einkaufen, to shop.
So we take off the N of the infinitive.
Mm-hmm.
We put a T on there.
Mm-hmm.
And we put the G in front. Geinkauft.
No, we put the G in the middle.
Eingekauft.
Sehr gut. Ich habe eingekauft.
Ich habe eingekauft. I went shopping.
Yes.
Okay, so ich habe meine Mutter angerufen. You called your mother. And what else?
Und lange mit ihr gesprochen.
I'm going to guess that means you spent a long time speaking to her.
Yes, from the verb sprechen.
Sprechen, so another irregular there.
Of course.
So sprechen becomes what?
Gesprochen.
Gesprochen. Okay. And then I think there was one other thing that you mentioned.
Genau. Und danach habe ich mit Freunden Kaffee getrunken.
Right, there's a couple of things happening here. Danach, that's like afterwards, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And because you've started with that, genau, there's no room for the ich.
Mm-hmm.
So you say danach habe ich. And then what was the next part?
Mit Freunden Kaffee getrunken.
So there's the adverb, with friends,
mm-hmm,
an adverbial phrase,
mm-hmm,
with friends, coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to guess that getrunken means to, we drank.
Yeah, exactly.
We drank coffee. Okay.
Yeah.
So the whole sentence was?
Und danach habe ich mit Freunden Kaffee getrunken.
Could I say, ich habe mit Freunden Kaffee getrunken?
Genau, sehr gut.
So just the normal word order.
Ja, genau.
Ich habe mit Freunden einen heißen Kaffee getrunken.
Genau, super.
Okay, lots of irregulars there. Let's just go through each of the verbs, the infinitive and the past participle form. The first one was to sleep.
Yeah, schlafen.
And that becomes?
Geschlafen.
So the infinitive is schlafen and the past participle?
Geschlafen.
Then the next one was to leave.
Yeah, das Haus verlassen.
Verlassen. That's the infinitive and the past participle?
Verlassen.
Verlassen. So that's the one that stays the same. You also mentioned to call.
Genau, anrufen.
Anrufen, and that's the separable one, so that becomes?
Angerufen.
So it's a little bit irregular as well. It's
yes.
Not angeruft, but angerufen.
Genau.
And you talked about to speak.
Ja, sprechen.
Sprechen, and then the past participle?
Gesprochen.
Ich habe gesprochen. And finally, to drink.
Trinken.
Trinken. And then the past participle was?
Getrunken.
Getrunken.
So I think it's now time to put this into practice.
Okay.
And I've got a couple of sentences that I would like you to translate.
Okay. I think we've still got time for that in this episode. Go for it.
Yes. Let's go from German into English.
Okay.
First sentence. Ich habe gestern meine Oma angerufen.
Can we hear that one more time?
Ich habe gestern meine Oma angerufen.
Okay, I think you're talking about what happened yesterday. You said, I called my grandmother.
Ja, genau.
Meine Oma. I called my grandmother yesterday.
Super, sehr gut.
Okay.
And the next sentence. Er hat 3 Jahre in Frankreich gearbeitet.
Let's hear it one more time.
Er hat 3 Jahre in Frankreich gearbeitet.
Okay, so we're talking about er.
Genau.
Er hat 3 Jahre in Frankreich gearbeitet. He has been working in France for 3 years?
Almost. With this sentence, He no longer works in France.
Right, so he worked in France for 3 years.
Exactly.
Right, this is interesting because I think I'm thinking of a kind of a perfect tense that leads up to the present that we would hear in some languages.
No, well, if it was the last 3 years and he's still in France working there, we would say er arbeitet seit 3 Jahren in Frankreich.
Of course.
And we wouldn't use a past tense. We would use the present tense.
Because that's that Zeit, isn't it?
Genau.
Can you remind me, is Zeit spelled S-E-I-T?
T.
Is there another word, S-E-I-D?
Yes, and that's from the verb to be.
To be, of course.
Ihr seid.
Ihr seid. Okay.
Toll.
They both sound the same. Zeit.
They do actually sound the same, yes.
So that one, we will not complicate things at the moment by going into Zeit and the present tense, but here we need to remember that the perfect tense that we've been using is all about things that happened in the past and are no longer still happening.
Exactly.
Okay, I think we'll leave it there. Okay, don't forget that you can use the bonus materials of Coffee Break German, and that will help you take your German to the next level. There are video versions, and you'll see all the verbs laid out in verb tables and so on in the videos. You'll also get access to the lesson notes and the bonus audio materials. In fact, this time in the bonus audio materials, we're going through a few extra verbs with their past participles with further examples. That's all at coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
Why not head over to Facebook, where you can try out your perfect tense. You can post a comment telling us what you did yesterday. Try to stick to simple verbs. And you can even just reuse the verbs we've covered in today's lesson. That's facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman.
Of course, we're also on Instagram, instagram.com/coffeebreakgerman. And we're also on Twitter. That's @learngerman on Twitter. And don't forget, we'd love you to leave a review on iTunes to let us know what you think of Coffee Break German. Also, das reicht für heute.
Ja, genau.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.